the 58104's fastest growing podcast. It's the legend. And the loudmouth.
An upbeat happy birthday to the Lord. Thank you. It's time.
It was yesterday, but okay.
Anywhere you are, by whatever method you are listening and socially distancing, we thank you to choose this podcast. Yes, the loudmouth turns 44.
And I'm 15.
Another year older and another year wiser. Right?
Right.
No? Not going with that one?
Nope.
Well, anyway. A belated birthday celebration here on Legend of Loudmouth.
Famous Dave's and Cold Stone.
You got it, baby. There's nothing better than Famous Dave's. I'm eating the trash can lid, all the barbecue.
It wasn't the trash can lid.
Finished up the ribs tonight. Ice cream cake from Cold Stone.
Which you and I finished.
We did.
And the sound engineer Ben.
And sound engineer Ben, of course, had a piece of that. So, I'm not the only one with a famous birthday, Grant, on that date. Did you know that? Did you know that there are some other people that had some famous birthdays?
Yes.
Did you know who some of those people are?
Mike Tirico.
Well, yes, Mike Tirico, but I don't have any really good sound for Mike Tirico. But suffice to say, Mike Tirico shares my birthday, as does she.
Swift.
I did not stay out too late, it's deadline. And I don't have anything in my brain mostly, but that is what people say. Shall I get going? No? Alright, well, actually the guy who I most admire on my birthday is Willie Beeman. Jamie Foxx.
Right, but me and an NFL Hall of Famer share the same birthday.
Well, we're not talking about your birthday.
Me and Tomlinson.
Also, one of the most famous actors of our time and I share a birthday. Dick Van Dyke, who just turned 95. This is the Dick Van Dyke Show theme. You wouldn't know what this is. Do you even know really who Dick Van Dyke is? Okay. Mary Tyler Moore?
No, I heard his first name.
He was the chimney sweep in Mary Poppins.
Oh,
no, that's not quite the same.
Doesn't matter.
No,
it's still funny.
Anyway, other people sharing the Loudmouth's famous birthday, just in case you're wondering. I'm not even the only Hubbard that has a birthday. Phil Hubbard has a birthday today. On the 30th.
Don't know who that
is. He played for the Detroit Pistons in Cleveland. He was on the 76 championship team. Steve Buscemi from Fargo.
Steve Buscemi?
Buscemi. Yeah, thanks.
I'm more from Armageddon than I hear from that.
Richard Dent. You know Richard Dent.
I do know
has
Richard
my
Dent.
Birthday. Gary Zimmerman, who spent a career jumping offside for the Vikings. Or was that Todd? Or was that? Who's my guy?
Todd Stusey.
Yes, Todd Stusey.
He was offensive tackle.
Rex and Rob Ryan both share my birthday, 1962. Bo Pelini shares my
That's
birthday.
That's not a good thing.
No. Sergei Fedorov. Ice hockey legend.
No.
No, not going there. Matthew Lecroy, former catcher for the Twins. Yeah? He didn't know this? Patrick Antonius, who's a famous poker player. You wouldn't know who that is either. Ricky Fowler shares my birthday. He hasn't won anything. He's won as many major tournaments as I have.
I share the same birthday as Justice Clarence Thomas. So.
Gleyber Torres.
All prize for the judge.
Gleyber Torres and I share a birthday,
care.
Of course, also. And so, yeah. I mean, it's pretty exciting to share birthdays with all those folks. So. Just a little sampling of and of course, how could I forget the Junkyard Dog? Famous WWE wrestler, you don't even remember Junkyard Dog.
Nope.
But a lot of people listening to this are like nodding their heads right now. They're like, yeah, that's right. The Junkyard Dog, ladies and gentlemen. All that's good stuff. Are you done talking about my birthday now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. On the show tonight, we will, of course, do our usual customary review of the NFL week that was, including the agony of defeat.
bring you the constant variety of sports.
Which is what we do.
The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
Oh, yeah. The agony of defeat. That's what we're going to talk about this weekend. The agony of defeat. No question. Because feet played a major role, Grant, this weekend in two games of mediocre importance. One of which potentially cost a team a Heisman Trophy win and a playoff spot. The other likely costing someone his job, although as of 8 o'clock tonight, he had not been cut yet.
On the roster.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about that. We'll recap the college football playoff and the NFL playoff landscape. We'll, of course, get to my favorite college football team, not named Coastal Carolina. And we will talk briefly about the Bison and their weekend at the Dakota Shootout. Mini winning streak. And lastly, well, we may as well start out with this real briefly. Shout out to Amy Olsen, who was one shot behind at the U.S. Women's Open despite death of her father-in-law. Did North Dakota proud today. Came up one birdie short, but good for Amy. She's taken home $500,000, which ain't a bad payday. So North Dakota almost had another major winner there, but unfortunately Amy won't be coming home with the big prize. But way to go, Amy, from all of your friends here at Legend in the Loudmouth. We wish you nothing but the best and condolences on the loss of your father-in-law, but a hell of a tournament to come within one shot of winning it all. Well, I have decided now, Grant, that we're going to start this show out. We need to talk some college football. Oh, are we waiting for it? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
No major changes in the top four. Alabama.
The poll comes up tomorrow night.
So. Alabama covers. Shocker. 52-3 over Arkansas. Very
I mean, they've won every single game by more than double digits.
Notre Dame at number two did not play. Clemson at number three did not play.
Let's go, Clemson.
And, however, in the swamp of Florida.
Did they skip over the Buckeyes? Or?
Inexplicably. Well, did they play this last weekend?
No.
They're
number four.
So they're idle. All right. The Florida Gators, with everything on the line, choke jobs have never been done before. Letting LSU, who...
Underperforming LSU.
By the way, let's give a prop to Jabril Cox, who has been shit on all year in that defense and had the game of his life on Saturday night.
And your kicker makes a 55-yarder
57.
In the fog.
Yeah, if you didn't see the game, just think of the Fog Bowl, 86 Bears style. Or what year was that? 88? 88 Bears 88. Eagles. And not quite that bad, but it was pretty bad.
But think when you're at night kicking a 57-yarder where the scoreboard is flashing at you while you're trying to kick the field goal. With fog, and it's 57 yards and he drills it.
Let's talk about, though, how he even got there in the first place.
Because of a stupid four cornerback.
Because Florida, inexplicably, how do you even do something like that?
I'm disappointed.
I mean, in case you didn't see the play, Florida, with a third down play, successfully stops. And I mean, really stops. Oh, all of a sudden I've lost track of where the... Yes. All of a sudden the Major League Baseball promo from NBC came on. Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Florida. Inexplicably, Marco Wilson, defensive back for Florida.
That's Marco.
Marco, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Marco. Gets an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for throwing the LSU guy's shoe. 15-yard penalty. LSU keeps the drive alive. And then, unbelievably, the LSU kid goes out there, stone cold ice water running from his veins.
Do the Vikings get him right now?
And Cade York. Remember the name, folks, because hopefully he'll be
the
kicking.
The King of York.
The King, the Duke of York. 57 yards from way downtown, bang! And they take the lead, and it's not over because there's like, what, 36 seconds
and
or something?
Florida
like?
Goes right back down the field.
Florida
right
goes right down the field.
Right back in the field goal range.
And gets into field goal range, and their kicker, unfortunately,
it
does the Mark Hubbard wedge fade at the end.
If he kicked it from 45, that would have been good. But 51, yes. It kept drifting and drifting and drifting.
Oh, and Evan McPherson's kick just sails to the left.
But I can't blame him, but the other guy made a 57-yarder in the same with the fog.
It's an unbelievable game. Probably the best. So, think about this. This is what had to happen for this at the end. The Tigers, LSU, 23 points underdogs in this game, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, barely anybody could even see the ball get kicked. And he makes it.
ESPN has to use the one wide shot, the close shot camera, because they can't use the wide shot from the booth because he can't see anything.
I mean, you got to look at what LSU came into this game with. They had so many players opt out. They lost the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. They lost Justin Jefferson. They lost,
Ja'Marr Chase opted out.
And then a true freshman quarterback. Now, granted, he's got some pedigree.
Yeah.
Max Johnson, who...
Does make you feel old.
Son of Brad Johnson, who, yes, I watched as a young man. And they absolutely saved probably Ed Orgeron's job by winning this game.
And they self-composed bowl ban. Too,
yeah, their bowl ban, I guess, it looks like that's a bit of a problem. But anyway.
Well, I feel like when teams win titles, that's not like Bama or Ohio State or Clemson. There's something wrong with them. Like, there's some sort of gambling thing or some kind of booster stuff.
It's unbelievable to me that Ed Orgeron's going to keep his job. And Gene Chizik, by the way,
oh God,
at Auburn.
Oh, God.
Who it's not like he had a real bad thing going. Gets his ass canned. But, oh, by the way, they're going to pay him $21, $22 million on his way out.
That's Gus Malzahn. You said Gene Chizik.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gene Chizik was the first one they canned. Now it's Gus Malzahn. Yeah. Sorry. They did the same thing to Chizik, too. 2 years after Chizik led him to a title.
I don't get it. Like, yeah, you're not going to be as good as Alabama right away. You're not Alabama. You're Auburn. You're the little sister of Alabama. You're just going to have to deal with that.
And Malzahn beat...
He beat him.
Three times.
He beat him last year?
Three times he beat him.
He beat him last year.
And it defies description to me that they let a coach who was that good. And again, I'm not saying Gus Malzahn is the equivalent of Newt Rockne here, but I think he did a pretty decent job, don't you?
I mean, he led a team that should have been a national championship to a BCS national championship game appearance against FSU. And almost beat FSU.
He was... I don't understand.
Uh-uh.
I really don't.
He had to come with $21 million just to buy out his contract.
And it's not like they were... he was a good recruiter.
Yeah.
He was 68-35 at Auburn. His worst season was 7-6. Worst.
He had a winning record every single season.
Yeah, and they won a couple of bowl games. Now, of course, the other problem he's going to... you can't lose to Minnesota in a bowl game, but whatever.
You cannot. That is true.
That's not good.
That's true.
But here's the... He goes...
Here's a guy.
12-2, 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 10-4, 8-5, 9-4, 6-4. Ain't too shabby, right?
No.
I mean, honestly?
No.
Runs the hurry-up offense. Everybody loves watching it. Hell, he won the Sun Belt before he even came there. Yeah, we'll get to more of that in a minute. But I don't understand that. So, Ed Orgeron's going to keep his job, but Gus Malzahn isn't. Something wrong with this whole situation and setup. So, Florida's out. Yep. No matter what happens in the SEC championship game this next week, and they'll play Alabama for the SEC title, it isn't going to matter.
Yeah.
Right?
Nope.
I mean,
no.
Florida with two losses ain't good.
Even if Bama gets the doors, they will never get the doors blown off if they somehow get beat by 14 plus. They're still in.
No chance. No chance.
They may drop a spot. They would.
So, in all likelihood, this now opens up the chances a lot more. Now, they still are going to need some help from the teams on the outside. Right now, I think it's still no question. We've got Alabama. We've got Clemson, Notre Dame, and Ohio State are your top four.
Yeah.
You and I have the belief, correct, that if Notre Dame keeps it close, they don't even necessarily have to win, right?
Yep. Yep. I agree. I think Notre Dame, you beat them once. Granted, it was at home.
And granted, it was without Trevor Lawrence.
Ingram's double overtime. And now that you have Lawrence and it's a neutral site, you would think you'd favor Clemson. If Clemson gets beat, they're out. You can't lose the same team twice.
Right.
You can't. Yep. Which then opens the door for Texas A&M to get in. I know I don't want to say that because they don't deserve to be in the playoff because A&M's been ranked fifth since the first rankings came out. But A&M is just so unimpressive when they win. Like, they just, it's ugly win after ugly win. They didn't look good against LSU. They didn't look good against anybody. And they got their doors blown off by Bama.
Now, let's throw the other wild card into the
Cincinnati's
weekend.
Cincinnati's not making the playoff.
No, well, we're not.
Iowa State, no.
We are not talking. No, I'm not talking about either of those teams.
What are you talking about
them? I'm talking about the University of Southern California Trojans, ladies and gentlemen.
I like USC, and Washington's got kicked out of the Pac-12 championship.
Washington doesn't have an offensive line, apparently.
They don't have enough guys to play, so right. Oregon's going to take their spot. Like, that's really going to make... Like, Washington and Oregon, they're the same two teams.
Oregon sucks, dude.
They do.
They suck. Right.
Now, USC, I think they'll be ranked in the top 10, but they might be in a New Year's Day bowl game, but I don't see USC as a major threat to number 4.
Right.
If somehow Clemson loses the game.
Let's take a look, shall we, at the USC schedule this year, all right?
They have to come back in almost every single one of their wins.
They beat Arizona State. Okay, that's a good win. That's a good... Arizona State is number 8, is 18th in the SAC.
Okay, that's fine.
Respectable victory.
Give you that. Right?
Arizona
fired
State...
their coach.
And got beat 70-7.
Is that football or basketball?
I believe that might have been the first half score of an Arizona State game at some point.
Okay.
But Arizona is terrible. We know they are terrible.
Fired Kevin Sumlin.
So. Yeah, Kevin Sumlin will be coaching at some FCS school next year. Probably. Arizona, by the way, ranked above Troy, barely.
Mm.
So that should tell you the equivalent level of that win. No. Utah. Utah's not a bad team.
They were really good last year.
Utah's not a bad team. This year, they're not a great team.
No.
They are number 26 in the SAG.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Now they ranked a lot lower than
that. They didn't play Colorado.
Couldn't.
No. They played Washington State.
Okay.
Who, yeah, Washington State.
They took a fall from grace.
That's not good. They're not a very good football team, Washington
State. They are not.
There is no doubt of this, okay? Washington State, I'm searching and killing time as I go. 55th, all right?
Okay.
So, 55th is basically where Oregon State is, if you want to put Oregon State's 58. Air Force is 59th. Service Academy. By the way, go Army, beat Navy, 15-0 victory for the...
Who cares?
Anyway. And then UCLA.
UCLA,
who had them dead to rights in that game.
Or for UCLA, for USC fans, the BUCLA Bruins.
Yes, so. Number 29. Okay.
That's not a bad schedule.
No, it's not.
I thought it'd be a lot worse than that.
It's not a horrible schedule.
But does it...
But the signature win of that entire list is Arizona State. And Ohio State, with the same number of wins,
beat the number 12 team in the country.
Correct. And if they're going to go to the national champion or the national playoff,
I think USC begins a good thing.
Northwestern. Let's to give you an idea. Northwestern's 25. Okay. Ohio State beat Penn State, right?
Yep.
They're 24. Okay. I know it's hard to believe.
Penn State 24.
Penn State is 24. Yep. The Sagarin puts them at 24. Okay. Indiana's 14.
Okay, that's fair.
That's three wins versus against top 25s.
According
to Sagarin, as opposed to USC's one. And USC, to get to the national playoff, will also now have to beat Oregon, who's 21. Okay?
Yeah.
Northwestern's 25. All right? All things being equal, based on quality of wins, I don't think there's any question Ohio State is the fourth best team in the country. Do you agree with me on that?
I agree with you on that. I just question that if Clemson gets beat again, they're out, right?
If Clemson gets a second loss, they're done.
Which would then put Ohio State at 3.
Yep.
And then your 4 would either be A&M or USC, depending on it. Because I like USC. I think USC should...
But I
don't think USC is a top 10 team, though. I think they're good. I just don't think they're a top 10
team. A&M's 8th in the country with a win over the 7th ranked team in the country.
But they got the doors blown off by Bama, but who hasn't?
Who hasn't? Okay.
So
they've beaten every other SEC school.
They beat Florida.
Yep. And Florida's loss, even though it knocks them out of the picture, they still are in the top 10 Sagarin rank. And they're 7th. A&M's 8th. Nobody's got a better win on their resume than A&M does.
Yep.
A&M's win Despite the, also, if you look at Texas's strength of schedule, it's 10th in the country. All right. USC's strength of schedule, not so much. USC's schedule is 39th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ohio State's schedule is 41, so they're similar.
So USC's got to pray for a Clemson loss and an Ohio State loss.
You're going to have to pray. USC just became the biggest Northwestern fans there is. Because if USC beats Oregon and Northwestern somehow manages to beat Ohio State,
somehow.
USC's probably in. If one of the four gets knocked out, A&M's the next team.
What about Iowa State?
I don't think Iowa State can get there. But plus, they lost to Louisiana.
What if they beat Oklahoma twice?
And doesn't matter. Oklahoma's resume was damaged from the word go. I know they rank really well. They're fifth in the ranking, in the Sagarin rank. But they just don't have enough quality. Who's their quality win? Texas?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's not good. They didn't beat anybody.
I think the lack of defense is probably catching up to them.
I think so.
They're lacking because Lincoln Riley's going, we got a gun blazing, woohoo! But then they get beaten overtime by Georgia, and they've just been sliding ever since.
The key to all this is Clemson.
Yeah, right.
If Clemson wins, then the playoff permutations are done.
Yeah.
Sealed.
If Clemson wins and Ohio State wins, then your top four is locked up.
The interesting thing will be if Northwestern plays earlier in the day, the game is at 3 o'clock for the Clemson Notre Dame. Northwestern Ohio State is earlier in the day at
noon?
It's the big noon game, I think.
The big noon kickoff?
So if Northwestern wins that game, oh boy, it's going to be fun.
Granted, slim chance.
Now, Oregon could beat USC on Friday night, too, and end that
it's
discussion.
On Friday?
I think it's on Friday night. But I think it's on Friday
night. Weird.
So. All these possibilities, though, are moot.
Where's the Pac-12 championship going to be played?
At the Coliseum in L.A.
Oh.
Yep. So.
I like that.
Word is they might move the Rose Bowl to Jerry World.
No. You cannot move the Rose Bowl to anywhere but the Rose Bowl.
It's 2020.
It's the granddaddy of them all.
It's 2020.
I'm not giving Jerry another chance to glow. Oh, I had the Rose Bowl at my stadium now.
It's 2020.
No. You cannot move the Rose Bowl from the Rose Bowl.
No.
Say nothing. The Rose Bowl belongs at the Rose Bowl. The Fiesta Bowl belongs in Arizona. It's simple science here, people.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia, King Tut.
Yeah.
No, it's
not. You cannot move the Rose Bowl from the Rose Bowl.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what I heard.
I'm just pointing the fact that the Rose Bowl hasn't been played anywhere else but the Rose Bowl. So,
well, I don't know if that's absolutely true, though.
Doesn't matter. The Rose Bowl should be at the Rose Bowl. I mean, can you really debate the Rose Bowl anywhere else?
No.
Is there any restriction saying you can't play a football game at the Rose Bowl? They just did last week.
No.
So, the Rose Bowl should be played at the Rose Bowl, where it belongs.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see.
Is this really necessary?
Well, we're talking about King Tut.
We've talked about it six times he didn't play until now.
How'd you get so funky?
Alright, anyway. I know you wanted to hear that.
No, the Rose Bowl will not be moved. Where are you about the Cotton Bowl, then?
The Cotton Bowl? When's the last time the Cotton Bowl was relevant?
It's a New Year's Day bowl game, and it's played at Jerry World, so I was just wondering, if the Cotton Bowl's at Jerry World, where are you put the Rose Bowl at? The Rose Bowl!
By the way, the Rose Bowl was played, for the record, in Durham, North Carolina in 1942.
Why?
There was a war on, in case you hadn't heard.
World War II?
Yeah, we're WWII.
Well, California, I guess, is near Hawaii.
Just so you're aware, because they didn't want the Rose Bowl to be attacked on the West Coast.
Because Hawaii,
Pearl Harbor, exactly.
I get it, but like the Rose Bowl should be at the Rose Bowl.
I'm just telling you, it hasn't always been.
Okay,
you know?
I get it.
War, pandemic, you know, shit happens.
I get it, but the Rose Bowl should be at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the Rose Bowl if it's not at the Rose Bowl.
So, we'll have plenty of time to pick these games on Thursday, but we're setting the stage here for an interesting weekend of college. It'll be the best weekend of college football that there's been. Can't wait to see it. But we must move on to the... What is Coastal Carolina ranked now?
AP poll, I think they're ranked ninth.
Ninth.
Okay. And that's the AP poll, by
right.
you.
Right. Right. Let's take a look at that AP poll. So the AP poll.
Nobody cares about the AP poll now because.
Alabama 1, Notre Dame 2, Ohio State 3, Clemson 4, A&M 5, Cincinnati 6. That's bullshit. Indiana 7, Iowa State, Coastal Carolina 11-0 and ranked 9th. Perfect. Georgia is 10th. Florida is 11th. Okay. Let's stop right there.
Okay, can we stop there for a second?
By the way, before we start talking about Coastal, I have now the new introductory theme that we will play every time we discuss Coastal on this show. And with apologies to the WWE, those of you that recognize the famous wrestler Kurt Angle know who this is. And you'll recognize the chant because we're going to play this every time we talk about Coastal on this show. Listen very carefully to the chant in the background. Here we go. That is what we're playing for Coastal every time we play this show. Love it.
So
it's perfect for them.
So their conference championship game is this weekend against Louisiana?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go Rage Cajuns.
Seriously. It's unbelievable. The sheer stupidity of ranking Coastal Carolina over Georgia and Florida, who would beat them with their backup players.
Georgia okay? would not stick with their backup players.
Honestly.
Their third string quarterback.
When does the insanity stop?
No, it's a good story. I mean, and the media likes stories.
Georgia is fourth in the Sagarin ratings. Okay? Four.
Four, yes.
Like my age, full foe.
Faux foe, yes.
Georgia is 4. Florida is 7. Coastal Carolina is 43rd.
That's one less than your age.
44 is Virginia Tech.
Ooh.
42 is California.
California.
CDU. The Gophers are ranked higher than that. They're 39th for the record.
California.
The Bison, again for relative purposes, are 62.
Why are we ranked? Why are they ranked 62?
62. All right.
When they're better than.
Which puts them better than Purdue, Michigan State, Maryland, and a few other Big Ten schools.
The Bison are better than 2/3 of the Sagarin Raiders, right? But whatever.
Exactly. On a neutral field, according to Sagarin, Coastal Carolina would be a 3.5-point favorite over the Bison.
That's bullshit.
That's complete bullshit. All right.
So if you tell me the Vegas would put Coastal Carolina as a 3-point favorite, that's bullshit.
Let's go through this list of teams that's just above NDSU, by the way, for shits and giggles. Tulane, Appalachian State, Air Force, Oregon State, Nebraska, Colorado, Washington State, NC State, Virginia, Kansas State, Tulsa, Wake Forest, Baylor, Louisiana, Buffalo, Mississippi State, Arkansas, Virginia Tech.
Kick their ass.
All right, so basically we're all the way up to Coastal. We would kick all their asses. You know, I honestly think we'd have to get ahead. I mean, honestly, Miami's ranked number 30, and after that performance that Miami put up there, I think the Bison could run for 900 yards against Miami.
Painfully, yeah, they probably could.
I mean, honestly, North Carolina would still be running the ball if they had more clock.
Sure.
Honestly.
Yep, sure.
Ridiculous. So anyway, this weekend.
So Coastal goes up to the men of Troy and goes and gets and wins by 5.
Apparently the way to move up in the rankings in college football is to barely beat the 94th ranked team on the road by scoring a fluke touchdown at the end. By giving up a double-digit lead.
And losing the lead late in the game.
Right. And then just because that Troy's defense sucks.
Sucks, yes.
They go down and they try and get a score. And Troy actually comes back down and actually has a shot.
Troy ran out of gas.
Yeah. But you know what? That's a 500 team that's ranked that the Bison would murder.
Oh, God.
In cold blood. So our only hope, Grant, before bowl season.
Is Louisiana.
Is,
no, seriously.
No, really. It's really our only hope. Ladies and gentlemen, my new favorite college football team. And again, standing offer to any university that beats Coastal, I will buy your jersey and wear your jersey.
Not.
I will buy the t-shirt. I will buy our Raging Cajuns t-shirt. And I will wear it proudly if they could beat the Roosters in a Sun Belt Championship game.
At Myrtle Beach.
Honestly. I hate Coastal Carolina so much. So I will be singing the Ragin' Cajun Fight song. By the way, they have this New Orleans Saints kind of cool logo, the fleur-de-lis.
Yeah, yeah,
it's very nice.
It's a fleur-de-lis.
Fleur-de-lis?
Fleur-de-lis, yes.
Whatever. Hustle up and bustle up. Fight on to victory. U of L. Dun, dun, dun. There we go. I feel better now. Now that I've been able to...
I just don't understand why they're ranked in the top 10. I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't understand.
When they're not better than half the teams on the top 25.
They're fraudulent, just like everybody else is.
I mean, God, I think the UCF team that went undefeated could kick their ass.
I know. All right, well, that's enough college football for now. Let's go college basketball real quick. We'll stay on that.
Man.
Bison go 2-1 this weekend. Not a bad run. 74-67 over the Yotes. And then
I don't know, the Yotes have looked very good this year.
Stanley Amude, though, is the real deal. He got like 42 points or whatever against South Dakota State. They absolutely murdered South Dakota State.
They beat them?
Yeah, it was ugly. South Dakota State went 2-1 on the weekend, so they technically win the Invitational because they beat NDSU. But Bison go play ugly ball against Rebraca and the gang up
in... Rebraca?
Is that what did I say?
Rebraca?
Yeah, Rebraca. Let's give some props to Tyree Eady, though, who is playing really well. Sam Griesel, Malik Harden-Hayes, and then the X Factor himself, and of course I can't think of his name now, the kid from Devil's Lake.
No, Christensen?
I can't remember his name, but... I'll find it here in a second because it's, for whatever reason, it's completely slipping my mind. Nelson.
Grant Nelson.
Yeah.
I love when he is
absolutely. I don't know, that was a random thing on YouTube. Like most things I put in here.
Right.
Grant Nelson. They're calling him the unicorn. He's something else. And 6'8", 190.
Damn.
Not exactly a,
big... No, but 6'8".
Yeah, but he has been quite the find. And you know what the Bison are going to do? They're going to win a lot of these ugly 50, 60-point games.
True.
Because they play good defense. And I'd say only giving up 52 and 67 on the weekend isn't too bad.
No.
And honestly, they had the ball. We talked about it on the show on Thursday. They had the ball and the chance to beat South Dakota State.
But it's just I should really take those losses for a grain of salt because they were not mid-major competition. They were actually pretty damn good teams.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why would the schedule of teams now? Could we wait like the middle of the year to like we played Kansas State last year? Could we come like middle of the year so we can really measure ourselves against those teams in the middle, not early? Because I'm like, I'm not saying we're going to make the tournament again. I'm not saying we're going to win it. We're not even going to win the conference. But, like, Emily ranked 16th and played, like, Duke again. As much as that's national exposure if you play Duke, but it's just like...
Well, that's where you're going to wind up.
True, probably. But, you know, just winning your conference is good enough for a mid-major, right? We just want to win the conference.
Well, I think because of their strength of schedule, they may not be on the 16 line if they get that far.
A first four, maybe?
A Dayton trip, yeah, again, maybe. Playing North Carolina Central. I don't know. With this year, who knows?
Yeah,
I don't think you can predict that this year.
I don't know.
So, but props to them. They're getting a couple wins, moving in the right direction. Now it's just a question.
Do they get to go home finally? Or
yeah, and I don't know what the non-con schedule's got left for them. I don't think, so many games have moved around. It's tough for them to get a consistent schedule. I mean,
like they get to go home.
They've got a week off before they play TCU. That's the next game. They play them next
at Fort Worth.
Yes, at TCU.
Can we stop scheduling these opponents?
I think that's the last non-conference.
God, game. I mean, seriously,
that's the last.
You play two teams in the top 25, and you play one that's number 7, Kansas. I mean, it's just like, can we please play somebody we can beat?
Well, we'll get there.
I don't think we can beat TCU. I mean, we can beat like UMKC or something like that.
No, but those are then the conference games start. And if you look at we start out with Western Illinois, Omaha and UND. That's our first 6 games. Because remember, we're doing the whole back to back thing this year again. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Like, who's got a home game? I mean, the women have gotten a bunch of home games.
And the women went out and lost to Iowa State.
Oh, that's okay.
Not a bad loss, no. But still a lot of good things happening in Jory Collins' program.
Yeah, I'm happy with what he's doing.
I think they're going to do well, and I think it's going to continue for them this year. Well, I guess it's inevitable we have to talk about it. Let's go to the National Football League.
No, seriously. But just saying, the women for the Bison are ranked 16th in the major rankings.
The NFL music. Stuff.
I don't care. I just want to point that out.
Let's point out Dan Bailey sucks.
Yeah.
And seriously?
We're undecided what we want to do with it. Bullshit. Cut him already.
Why is he still employed as of this recording of this
because
episode?
Because of what he did in the past. He's a great kicker for the Cowboys. That's why he's still around.
Zimmer in the post-game press conference said that we can't worry about people's feelings. I agree. Cut him now.
Yeah, cut him now. The fact he got on the plane after the game is a travesty.
I mean, honestly, you can't miss.
They look like one of my bad pitching wedge shots. I mean, it doesn't.
They look like your good pitching wedge shots.
Hey! Not nice. Hey, my pitching wedge is pretty damn good. At times.
Anyway,
it's like a putting. That's how Denny picks up.
Moving on.
In the drive.
Vikings actually did some things right in this game. You know, that first drive.
If we had a kicker, we would have won that game.
First drive was pretty good. Can you imagine though the dynamics of a game? Would have changed.
See, it's just one.
If the Bison had a 10, or they had a lead. If the Vikings had a 10-0 lead in that game, the dynamics of that game totally changed. Instead, miss extra point, miss field goal. Brady throws a bomb to Scotty Miller. My, oh my! And they're down, and they never get back up.
Yep.
Pathetic. Kirk Cousins actually didn't look.
Kirk's
too bad.
Playing well. I just think of it just. It's always a special team that always comes back to bite the Vikes in the ass. Because they put a lot of eggs in the offensive basket, a lot of eggs in the defensive basket.
And Dalvin,
what's been the special teams? It's like three eggs. You can't do anything.
Dalvin Cook had his customary injury during the game, went out for a few plays.
Of course he did.
No Alexander Mattison, so Mike Boone got some carry.
I'm fine with that.
Mike Boone had some nice runs. They held Jefferson in check for the most part. Irv Smith got one touchdown. Justin Jefferson's only major contribution was catching the two-point pass because we couldn't kick.
Yeah.
So it's 23-14, and you still got a shot. Even when it's 26-14, you have a shot.
And let's send him out again, shall we? And he misses again. So
the 54-yarder was as bad an effort.
Like, why would you kick that again? You know you're gonna make it or punt the damn thing.
It's like a golfer having the yips. I mean. Everything is just pushed to the right, pushed to the right. And then the field goal from 54, he snaps to the left. It's just, come on. You have to be able to make an extra point. I can live with missing one every, you know.
No, you can't. Don't say that to me. You can't. You sit in that chair and you're like, that's going to cost us, Grant. I swear to God, it's going to. It's just going to. You say it all the time.
I can live with missing one every so often.
But
I can't live with two in the same game. And I can't live with three of them in two games. No. Seriously. Cut him.
Just sign Destroy. Just sign somebody.
Can we sign anybody? Can we sign... Emmett Kenny ready to come out of school and just kick him?
No. Cade York.
Cade York. We'll take Cade York.
Yep. 57 yards.
57 easy. Yards in the fog.
Yeah.
Dan Bailey's in a permanent fog, and he can't make a kick.
Seriously. So I would be shocked if he kicks Sunday against the Bears. I would be absolutely shocked.
More to come, I guess. But most importantly, it's not like Tampa Bay played a great game. I've been disappointed in Tampa. This game didn't prove anything to me that Tampa was ready to take on.
No, I like them more than the Saints, the Packers, the Seahawks. So I like Tampa. I like Brady more than I like the other three.
Well, enough the less said about getting at the Bears. Vikes got the Bears next. They're going to have to basically run the table now. They're going to have to win all three to ensure themselves a playoff spot. And I don't see that happening. The Saints, however, did show some vulnerability. We'll get to them in a moment. Let's go back to Thursday night quick. Rams destroy the Patriots 24-3. You know, we haven't seen much of the Patriots offense, and we certainly didn't in this game either, Brad.
I just think that Cam, his offensive limitations are showing.
That horn! Gotta get a new horn!
That's Tom McVay leading the NFC West. Good job.
That's right.
But I'm just like, The Patriots without Brady, they look pedestrian before, and then without him, even more.
Pedestrians
being kind, yes. Gunnar Olszewski's a nice. He's a nice bright spot for them, but it's just like. Without Brady, they're just so meh. And so they just can't move the ball. And it's just,
yeah.
They just look sluggish on the field.
Yeah. And it's not like the Rams lit up the scoreboard. No, you don't need to. They're easily covered.
Defensive touchdown helps. And it's just like, they didn't have to do much to win that game. Cam Akers had a great game. It's just run the ball, play defense, all the Rams really got.
Bears easily destroy the Texans 36-7.
It's the Texans.
Texans are a bad football team. Bears aren't much better, but nice day for David Montgomery. Nice day overall for Mitch Trubisky. Who looks, again, an enigma wrapped in a riddle.
I mean, what do you do with the Bears? I mean, he looks good one week, and he looks terrible the next week. I don't know what to make of Mitch right now.
Bears are right with the Vikings in that 8th seed.
No, they're not.
But no, the Vikings, of course, have the tiebreak.
Yeah, they're not.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Bears are pathetic. There's no way they're making the playoffs. Not happening anytime soon.
Nope.
Okay. Texans still playing for next year.
Nope.
Except
they don't have one of their picks. They don't have their picks next year.
And, man, you got to feel bad for Deshaun Watson. He's got no Will Fuller. Hopkins.
If you can trade DeAndre Hopkins, trade him too. I mean, come on.
They need a receiver to be relevant.
Oh, they did, but they traded it, so... Mm-hmm.
Cowboys in the Andy Dalton Revenge Bowl.
They beat the Bungles. I mean,
crushed the Bengals 30-7.
It's the Bungles. Move on. It's the Bungles.
This game is horrible.
It's the Bungles.
Well, does that mean we can't talk about it for a minute?
Who cares?
I mean, Andy Dalton going back and sticking it in his old team.
It's the Bengals.
Cowboys aren't dead yet in that division.
It's the Bengals.
What are you going to get the Bengals? They're a professional team.
They suck, and the Cowboys have no chance to win that division. You can't sit there and tell me the Cowboys are a legit shot to win that division.
Mathematically, they're still in
it. Who cares? The Giants and Washington have separated themselves from the Eagles. And
don't use the term separate in the NFC.
Don't sit there and they haven't. They have.
There's no such thing as separate.
Yes, they have. They both won games I didn't think they would win. They're both separated themselves away from the Cowboys and Philly. One of those two teams that win that division, it won't be Dallas or Philadelphia.
There is no separation in the NFC.
Yes, there is. Those two teams have separated themselves.
Got to be kidding me.
Yes, they have.
All right. Chiefs 33, Dolphins 27. Dolphins angered me by kicking the field goal at the end of the game to blow the cover. But the correct decision. Chiefs again look bored for most of the game. And then when they want to, they just flip the switch and 30 points go up on the board. Do you think they're bored?
Yep. They want competition.
They ain't going to find it in the AFC. As we'll talk about later.
Buffalo might be the closest thing to it.
Buffalo is about the best hope they have.
They're not. They're not close enough to beat them. I mean, you're going to have to outscore them to win. Only the Raiders did it once, but that was the time of possession. You can hold the clock, and you still can't beat them. I mean, it must just be infuriating, because it's just like, we're holding the ball, but we still can't win. We had a 10-point lead. We sacked him for a 30-yard loss. We picked him off twice.
Yeah, Mahomes got sacked for a 30-yard loss.
I mean, it's like, what else could the Dolphins have done? I mean, it's just like, they did everything they could. They got 38 unanswered points. But it's just like, they still came back. They made it a game. I mean, they almost won the game. You think it's like, what else can we possibly do to win?
Dolphins are a nice story, and they'll probably make the playoffs.
Maybe. That's a big maybe. Depending on what happens with the Ravens, I don't know.
Well, this one tonight's dead even right now, so we'll get to that.
1-1 to go, second quarter.
Right. So, anyway, nice effort by the Dolphins, but again, when Kansas City wants to turn it on, they do. They're the best team in the league.
Nobody can dispute that.
And again, I'll renew our weekly question here. Like we said, Alabama or the field? Chiefs or the field?
Chiefs.
I think the only thing that can
buys new field.
The only thing I think that can stop the Chiefs is the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because if they get too bored, or they start playing dropsy with the football a little bit.
No, they don't. But
well, they do have a tendency to drop a few balls. Yeah, it happens.
But they can overcome that.
But they can play any way you want to play, too. I mean, Allaire is the speed back. Bell's the power back. You want to defend the deep ball against Hill? Fine. Travis Kelce will eat you up.
You want to defend the middle? Okay, Tyreek Hill's open. Deep.
Mahomes will carve you up like a watermelon. It's
watermelon. That's
fine. You like watermelon?
Ham. Christmas ham. Not Thanksgiving ham, right?
Not a CJ ham, right?
No, not
ham.
He's a Pro Bowl back.
Cardinals 26, Giants 7. I thought the Giants were better than this.
I thought they were too. And
I thought their defense was supposed to be just hot damn great.
Yeah.
Whoops.
No, didn't happen.
Kyler Murray's shoulder sure seemed a lot better.
Kyler Murray's going to run the football. They're pretty damn good.
Daniel Jones, not impressive in his return.
Not 100%.
Could we have a quarterback controversy in New York?
No. Daniel Jones is great.
Giants now fallen out of the first place tie. And
I think Washington's the better team, but
Washington certainly seemed like the better team.
Washington had the best front four in the NFL.
We'll get to that later. But Cardinals move back into the seventh seed now with that win. I don't think anybody's. Well, you know what? I take that back. I think Arizona could be dangerous given the right matchup.
Not against the Rams.
Well, they're not going to play the Rams.
No, but I'm just saying they play the Rams later on in the season.
Well, I understand that.
And the Rams are the best matchup for the Cardinals. Or the worst matchup, I should say, for the Cardinals.
I was going to say, the Rams play good defense and run the ball.
No, because they've got to stop Hopkins. Damn, Rams. He's the best shot.
Right, that's what I mean. But they have the best of the contenders in the NFC. You can make the case.
They've got the best pass rusher and they've got the best corner.
Yes, and right now they may have the best running game, too.
Yeah.
We'll see how that shakes out, but in a game that is only for friends and family, Broncos 32, Panthers 27. Neither team going anywhere, but nice to see the Broncos get a win.
Yeah, Drew Lock's good once every six games. It's okay.
But no Christian McCaffrey, no interest for me. Panthers are marking time on the rest of the year. Broncos are kind of doing the same.
Yeah. Both teams are just. When's Christmas?
Yeah. Titans 31, Jaguars 10. Titans put this one away.
They came out pissed after the.
Yeah,
after
Derrick Henry came out pissed. Everybody came out pissed. Mike Glennon, love you, man. Bench. Gardner Minshew came in. Minshew will start going forward for the Jaguars because I'm sure you were all worried about that. Ain't one shit goes into the end zone for a touchdown. So the Ravens take a 20-4. Oh, hang on. There's a flag on the plate. Who's it going to be against? I would assume so. They're patting Lamar on the head. Looks like it probably is. Well, I guess, okay, there's official touchdown. I've been waiting for the Fox cartoon, but then I realized this isn't a Fox game.
This
isn't
an Eskimo game.
So, back to the Tetons. 9-4. Tannehill didn't have to do much. Jacksonville's horrible, as we know.
Steelers are still paying Ryan Tannehill $100 million.
Jacksonville just marking playing the Justin Fields game right now.
Yep. Or Kurt Warner's playing if the Jets screw up the tank. So I mean, you never know. Which the Jets could do. Yeah. It is the Jets.
Wow. Okay.
They rip your heart out somewhat, one way or another.
They sure will. If they had any heart.
They sure could.
They don't look like a team that's got much heart. Team that does have a little bit of heart. Colts 44, Raiders 27.
Well, the Raiders are just kind of what?
Raiders
what
fired.
Are they doing?
Raiders fired their defensive coordinator.
Gunther.
And taking over will be
Mike Mayo. No,
Rod Marinelli, best remembered for leading the Lions to the 0-16 season. Vegas defense isn't very good, but.
No.
You're letting the Colts, who don't exactly have lighted up offense potential.
They just need another draft. They get another offseason and they'll be okay.
Talking about Vegas will be okay?
Yeah, Vegas, yeah. Another draft, another free agency period, they'll be okay.
Again, they're a team that has
Vegas is an attractive market.
And Josh Jacobs did play, but was a non-factor.
Yeah, didn't start him.
You know, Colts, man, they're going to frustrate teams. The only thing I think is going to get
the fans,
right, but the only thing I think that's going to knock them out is a team that can rush the passer really well.
Or can play defense. You know,
well, that's what I mean.
If
they can rush the passer and get Phillip Rivers off his spot and make him move, that's the only way you beat him. But he's got such a better running game now. I mean, one of Rivers' strengths is he's really played with a lot of really good running games. I mean, when he had LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, God, he was electric.
I mean,
he's electric.
He made Rivers probably look like a much better quarterback than he actually is.
Yeah.
But I still like what they're doing down there in Indianapolis. I like the fact that their kicker, Nerdo.
Nerdo doesn't miss.
He never misses. Their special teams are solid. Their offensive line is solid. Their defense is pretty decent. I mean, they're going to be a tough out for somebody in the first round. No question about it. The question is, will they be on the road? And that's what I don't know.
Question is, who would they play? Pittsburgh or Buffalo? Either way, it'd be a tough game for them.
One thing they will not be playing is the Jets. Oh, Seahawks gosh. 40, Jets 3. I'm amazed.
Even the announcing team wasn't excited to call this game.
I'm amazed they got the 3, like, but the Jets did get the 3 from our guy. Yes, sir. Sergio Castillo, who also missed 3 field goals.
But he made one, so.
But he did make one, by the way.
Just, like, the announcers were just like, eh. Like, Rich Gannon's talking about a car crash he saw last night from his hotel room. Like, they just didn't. They're like, why are we even here? It's 40-3.
By the way, can I mention one more thing here?
Yes.
The women's Final Four is apparently going to be played in
San Antonio.
Okay, had to get one more of those in at least.
Who cares? It's
anyway. So, the Jets have no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
Yep.
They're 0-13. They got 3 points in the entire game. Russell Wilson sat in the fourth quarter and just to give an ultimate
Geno Smith.
FU, Geno Smith comes into the game. Jamal Adams just destroying his old team. I mean, God, they're horrible.
They have no heart, no fight. They're just kind of like they're
they need
like,
to see the Wizard of Oz because they got no heart, no brain, and no.
And then need oil change. You know?
Horrible. Just a horrible.
They almost seems like once Christmas again, they just need to do it.
Chris Board getting some ESPN time. Now. Sorry. It can't be that bad. You know what's amazing about them in Jacksonville? At least Jacksonville has been competitive and won a game. And
yeah.
That was against the Colts, wasn't it?
That was week one.
Yeah. Boy, that seems like a forever.
That was week one.
What a horrible football team New York is. Packers 31, Lions 24. Packers went through the motions in this one.
Typical Lions, they put up a fight, but they can't ever close the deal.
No. And, you know, again, they're sinking back into the mediocrity depths where they belong.
They're not trash anymore, but they're just kind of.
No, but
they're just there.
I don't think you watched this game and felt for a single second like the Packers were in danger of losing, even when they were behind.
But the Packers, to me, I think Rodgers feels like it's he's too good, and he just goes out and wings it wherever the hell he wants, and he gets picked up sometimes. I'm just like,
he's a little more careless with the ball.
Yeah, he is, because he thinks Adams is open on every play, which he is most of the time. It's just like,
it's tough to argue with that considering the year he's had.
But if he plays the Rams, I don't think he's going to win. His offensive line's been banged up, and Jalen Ramsey can cover anybody in this league. So, if the Packers and Rams play in the playoffs, I'm kicking the Rams every day of the week.
Other surprise of the week, Eagles 24,
yeah.
Saints 21. This was a...
This is Houston. Carson, you're screwed.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Carson, your plane ticket to Indianapolis has been expense paid. So
Taysom Hill, that's got to be a concern.
Oh, it is.
He threw some bad balls.
Question. Is Drew Brees back by Christmas Day when he plays in Minnesota? I don't think he should.
You know, I think now, though, the problem that New Orleans has now gotten into is they're going to almost have to be forced to play him. Because
that's not a good thing.
The Packers now own the number one seed. So New Orleans has fallen out of the number one seed now with that loss. Because Green Bay has got the
title. Green Bay does not deserve that number one. None of these teams in the NFC deserve the number one seed. They should also have number 2 through 6 because they should not be the number 6.
Well, be that as it may, I'm not sure. Again, how many? He fractured like 93 ribs.
11.
93.
11.
So I don't know if it's going to be that simple. You can just bring him out. Personally,
I would not bring him back.
For all practical purposes, you are in the playoffs. I don't think you need to bring him back. And if you're already out of home field, but you're still scrapping for it, well, that's a tough call. I wouldn't want to have to make that decision.
I would rather just roll with Jameis and Taysom than have to go through Drew Brees. Because if he gets hurt again, say, you know.
Well, then I think they've played enough now with Hill that they'll ride him.
Just
in the
say
playoffs.
Like, oh, if Afani Denebo hits Brees the wrong way and he gets hurt again, like then you go through the playoffs with Taysom. I wouldn't trust.
I think the Vikings defensively are a bad matchup for New Orleans just because.
Well,
of
they
their
always have
aggressive,
for some reason Zimmer's defense confused the Saints.
Well, I think
it's really weird. It just,
well, and Drew Brees also can't handle the pressure up the middle because he's not as mobile as he used to be, and he's not willing to be able to get out of the pocket.
Here's the problem with that shot. Last year he had Everson and Menea. This year you have DJ Wonnum and Fadio Denebo. The Vikings aren't as stout up front as a
But after that loss, you can't tell me the Saints aren't beatable.
Every single team in this in the NFC playoffs is beatable. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, by the way, named the starter for next week's game.
Yeah, cursing your donation.
It's going to be tough. The Chargers won a football game on a last second field goal.
Oh, God.
20-7.
The Money Badger made one?
That's what I said, the Money Badger.
You said Honey Badger.
Oh, sorry. The Money Badger. They're, just so you know about Drew Brees, not expected to return until he's close to 100%. Don't know when that's going to be.
That means at least playoffs.
We'll see. But Chargers win 20-17. It's
like they're waiting 10 seasons to give him his pink slip.
And tough loss for the Falcons. Who again,
not really.
Just had a really cool pass from their wide receiver, Russell Gage.
When you need to say we need to blow this up and start over? I mean,
we're getting there.
Calvin Ridley's good. Julio is getting toward the end of his career.
He's taking a lot of punishment.
He's still solid, but he's just getting. He's hurt all the time. He's not as seen as he used to be. Matt Ryan's not in MVP form anymore. It's time. Yeah, they just need another. They need a couple drafts and some free agency moves. They're just not the same team.
Speaking of teams that aren't the same, the 49ers.
Oh, boy.
23-15 loss to the Washington football team. And
ugly.
Washington goes to 6-7. First place in the NFC East.
Yep.
Alex Smith gets hurt. Dwayne Haskins comes in, wins the game. Status of Alex Smith uncertain for next week. Alex Smith, who, again, the comeback player of the year award
should be named after him.
Niners do what we have kind of become accustomed to. They have Brandon Ayuk and not much else. Mostert, when he's healthy, is a factor, but
it's just, but speed backs and blazing speed like that, they get hurt a lot.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think the Niners may have already closed
on their Super Bowl chances.
Yeah, I think that was the year, and unfortunately, they ran into the exact wrong team.
I think that they just, even when they're 100%, they could challenge some teams, but it's just, with the NFC the way it is, I mean, it's wide open. For like a couple years, anybody can win the NFC.
And lastly, the Sunday night game, the Bills
just kicked the crap out of the Steelers.
The Steelers might be the most disappointing 11-2 I've seen in a while. They remind me a lot of the Vikes from a decade ago when they won all those games in a row right away.
2003 Vikings,
and then they wound up choking away in the end.
2016 Vikings.
No, this was back in the Favre days when they went 13-3 there. And they won a whole bunch of games.
12-4.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And they won a whole bunch of games. Then they had that like ugly game against Carolina that they lost.
They lost to Chicago on a Monday night.
Yeah, there were just a couple of bad performances at the end of the year. And this is where Pittsburgh is right now. They can't hang on to the ball.
Pittsburgh can't hold on to the football. I think they talk too much. They dance too much. And it's just, I mean, they think that they're like them when they beat the Ravens. We didn't play very well. You know, they have like this workmanlike attitude. But Buffalo has the workmanlike attitude. They don't talk. That's what I like about Buffalo. They don't say anything, they just do it. They just go out and do it. They just win games.
The Steelers have two major offensive problems.
One is that they can't run the ball,
and the other is that they can't hang on to the ball.
Can't catch the ball.
Both of these problems, I found, are not conducive to scoring
points.
They
are not. And your defense might hold on so long.
There's only so much for, and Roethlisberger, not his fault.
Gets picked towards the end of
the but he threw a bad pick and is not getting much help. The defense honestly did enough for them to hang around.
I think they're being overworked and underfed, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
They're being really overworked right now.
That's a great way to put it.
They're having to really just dig deep and try. We got to bail the offense out. It's like the 2000 Ravens, and they couldn't score for a while.
We're not quite We're not quite at that level yet,
the offenses are kind of the same.
So again, tonight we have the Ravens have taken the lead at the half, 21-14. That's a big game in the AFC race. So let's see where we are. AFC playoff picture. If the season ended today,
and it doesn't,
Kansas City has the number one seed at 12-1. Pittsburgh at 11-2 is the 2. Buffalo now 10-3 at the 3.
They will be the 2
But again, keep in mind that Buffalo now owns the tiebreaker over Pittsburgh. So that is a key.
I think Buffalo will be the 2 seed.
Tennessee's the 4 at 9-4. Cleveland now the first wild card at 9-3. Indy at 9-4. And Miami at 8-5 would be the 3 wild cards. If Baltimore wins tonight, they move into a tie for that last spot with Miami. Cleveland will, no matter what happens tonight, Cleveland will still be the 5 seed.
Nice.
As far as that's concerned.
They're good either way.
So right now they are. Vegas at 7-6, still hanging around. Patriots technically still in it at 6-7,
not.
But they're probably not.
So
for all practical purposes, we have 9 teams for those 7 spots.
Yep.
NFC picture, a little more complicated. Packers the number 1 seed at 10-3. Saints number 2 at 10-3. Rams now moved to 9-4. Football team at 6-7. Seahawks at 9-4.
Football
the 5.
Team in Seattle? That would be a good game.
It would be an interesting first round.
The Seahawks have a horrible offensive line.
Just like the Giants game.
Washington has the best defensive line in football.
Tampa Bay now the 6 at 8-5. Arizona back into the 7th spot at 7-6. Vikes have the 8 seed tiebreaker over the Bears at 6-7. Detroit technically still hanging around at 5-8. For all practical purposes, that is not happening.
No.
So interesting times ahead there. The NFC race coming up. So there you have it, the breakdown of week number 14. We've got 3 weeks to go in the season, and there is, as they say, much to be decided in the National Football League playoff race. Well, busy show tonight, Grant.
Yeah.
That's for sure. We covered a lot. We've got a lot to preview on Thursday when we rejoin you. So it's going to be a fun show. Getting ready to preview the conference title games and take a look ahead at the NFL slate that's coming up. Going to be fun. Also, we've got preseason NBA, which you watched.
I watched
some
half of.
My God. What is the matter with you?
Well, the Grizzlies are kicking the shit out of the Wolves, so I'm probably
nobody
cares.
I know. But we will be. About only 72 games in the NBA this year now? Is that what we're doing?
I have no idea.
We're shortening the season?
I haven't heard about that.
We'll do an NBA preview at some point here coming up, but we got to get through the... By the way, we got to make our first official bowl predictions on Thursday's show. Because we already have a Frisco Bowl, right? It's UTSA, I think, is playing in it.
The Battle for the Sour Patch Kids begins.
And our Sour Patch Kids, I am the defending champion.
Yeah,
in the,
last is Mike and Nick's this year on Sour Patch
Kids.
Because we have a 5-pound box. Because
we are sponsored by Sour Patch
Kids. We are
not.
Which
is, we should
we are just proud customers of their company.
Very proud customers.
Them and Mike and Ike's, we really appreciate your box candies.
Yes. Sour Patch Kids especially, though, because they are magnificent.
Sour than this week.
Get in touch with the show. Our email is legendandloudmouth@gmail.com. That's legendandloudmouth@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @legendloudmouth. That's @legendloudmouth. And you can check out our website, legendandloudmouth.com. That's legendandloudmouth.com. For links to all of our previous shows in Coastal Carolina, reasons why they suck continue. Grant, how do we find
follow
you?
Follow me on Snapchat @GrantLegend1. Follow me on TikTok @GrantLegend. Follow us on Instagram @legend_loudmouth_pod. @legend_loudmouth_pod. If you like to hate the show, we don't care. And just DM us on our and subscribe to YouTube channel. Blah.
Yeah. Where I will wear a Louisiana Raging Cajun
you will
shirt.
Not, you will not.
Why wouldn't I do that?
They're friends of you spending money on a useless shirt.
I've done that before.
What,
no, I don't.
For a college team you'll never support? Yeah.
No, because that will be the glorious victory I need. That's all I'm looking for here. And we'll talk about the Raging Cajuns and their soon-to-be glorious victory over the Roosters. Preview of the weekend coming up. NFL, college, it's all getting fun as we get closer to Christmas here on The Legend and The Loudmouth. Have a good night.